Well, I went to church last Sunday so I could sing and pray. But something quite unusual happened on that day. My church, it started right on time, just like it does without a doubt. And everything was all just fine, except when it came time to let us out. You know, the preacher, he kept preaching. He told us, I have one more thing to say. Children, before you think of leaving, you better think about the judgment day. Now, everyone got nervous because everyone was hungry too. Everyone was wondering what was the next thing he would do. And the preacher, he kept preaching. He said, now I remind you, if I may, you all better pay attention, or I might decide to preach all day. Now, everyone was getting so hungry. The old one started feeling ill, and one started passing out. And the young ones, they could not sit still. And the preacher's voice rose high. I snuck up to the balcony and I crept into the choir. And I begged them, brothers, sisters, help me please. I said, when I give you a signal, I said, when I raise up my hands, won't you please join with me together? Praise the Lord, I have a plan. And the preacher, he kept preaching. Long is the struggle, hard to fight. And I prayed, Father, please forgive me. And then I stood up, and with all my might, I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. Yes, and I did give a signal. Yes, and I raised up my hands, and then joined with me the choir. Said, every woman, a child, and man, I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. Stopped preaching, and a hush the church did fill. And then a great white dove from up above landed on the windowsill. And the dove flew down beside him. A fork appeared right in his hand. For everybody watching, the preacher ate that bird right there. And then everyone got really nervous. And preacher, he did start to glow. And as we watched on in disbelief, these were the words he spoke.
Send the mamas in the kitchen.
Oh, yes,
she's been there all day. I know she's cooking something good, so let's bow our heads and pray.
Listen to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go.
Story.
Well,
children, it is plain but true. God knows if a preacher preaches long enough, even he'll get hungry too. And he'll sing
to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher says. To the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go.
Good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher says.